No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome in to the Rockies Insider. I am your Rockies Insider, Patrick Lyons, bringing you yet another big-time Major League debut for a top prospect for those Colorado Rockies. There's a Brewers game to discuss in there as well. But Tuesday night's game was very much about the debut of Zach Veen, 23-year-old Zach Veen, who was drafted way back in 2020. It's crazy to think that draft is going to be 5 years old coming up here this summer. Veen selected 9th overall, player that in the days leading up to that draft, he was going to go as high as number 2 to the Orioles and ended up falling to the Rockies at number 9. No minor league season, of course, in 2020. Goes out and is essentially an all-star with low A Fresno in 2022 with Spokane. He's the Northwest League MVP. Follows that up with an Arizona Fall League performance that earns him Offensive Player of the Year. And then a series of injuries sidelines him in 2023 and 2024. Has a great spring training, is named the spring training MVP, wins the Abby Greer Award. It's usually given to the best young player on the team, but goes out there and really shows that he's very capable and ready for the majors. 2 homers, he had a triple, he had 4 doubles. Batted .270, 11 RBI, 9 stolen bases, 2 in 28 games. And, you know, the damage was mixed in terms of who he was doing that damage against. It's really hard to know where a player is sort of racking up his statistics against. Is it the AA, AAA variety of player, of pitchers in this case? Or is it the big leaguers? Baseball Reference has a column that you can look at spring training stats and get a feeling for who the player is mostly going against, but you don't know what that player is doing against those higher or lower caliber players. It's just overall, here's who Zach Veen has been facing. And he faced, you know, big league talent more times than not. Staff ultimately decided, you know what, let's have him go down to AAA for a little while. And while he was down there, Jordan Beck struggled at the plate, 150 batting average, on base of .261 and a slug of .150. So no extra base hits for him. Meanwhile, Veen was 5 for 5 on Saturday and was really just heating up in AAA in a major way. And that forced the hand, I think, of the organization to say, you know what, let's just go ahead and make that move now. We'll option Jordan Beck down to the minors so he can get that regular playing time. And that's what it's about. It's about that regular playing time. Buddy mentioned that and also mentioned something that I talked about with Noah Spyrick yesterday on the show on the Blake Street Banner, that Bradley Blaylock will go back to the rotation and he'll be a starting pitcher with the Albuquerque Isotopes. So a lot of good stuff from Zach Veen. Let's talk about the game real quick and I'll get back to Zach Veen in just a minute. 7-1 loss for the Rockies, who were in this game pretty early. They were unfortunately not able to get on the board first. The Brewers did that. Freeland looked great. 1-2-3 inning in the first and second. Didn't have a ball hit to the outfield. Had 2 strikeouts in those first 2 innings, and then sort of death by 1,000 paper cuts. A single by Isaac Collins, who had himself an interesting game. If you don't know that name, he is a former Rockies prospect, a ninth round draft pick out of Creighton University. Just a dog, you know, a utility player that it was nice to see him get his debut last year. I think he even had an opportunity in the postseason with the Brewers as well. He was hanging out with Michael Tolia pregame, who was also drafted in 2019, albeit in the first round at UCLA. But Collins was selected in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. So credit to the Milwaukee Brewers for spotting a talent there a couple years ago, continuing with Isaac's development. He actually didn't rob a base hit from Zach Veen in Veen's first at-bat, but it was a ball-slicing foul that he was able to grab in foul territory and then collided with the low wall that's out there in foul territory. You could just hear the tops of his thighs just smash right against it. Figured maybe he blew out a quad or something. Trainers came out, checked on him, and he was fine. He stayed in the game until later on when they ultimately made a move. I imagine he might have been cramping up by that point. Not sure if that's the case. Hopefully he is all right, but it looked a lot scarier than it was. So in that third inning, after Freeland had a quick 1-2-3 inning in the first two frames, back-to-back hits from Collins, Ortiz. You had a double from Jack Centurio, who sort of didn't realize this can happen if you play in the AL or NL Central. After an 0-for-5 platinum sombrero, 5 strikeouts for Jack Centurio, he has been on an absolute tear. So he had a 2-RBI double that was pretty much all that the Brewers ended up needing. William Contreras chipped in with an RBI single. Reese Hoskins also singled. Sal Frelick also had an RBI single. 4 runs in the third inning for the Brewers was all they would need. In the bottom of the third, Brendan Doyle was able to hit a solo home run, and that was the offense for the Rockies. That was really it. They had 5 hits overall. Their, you know, next closest opportunity to get some things going, they did actually bring the tying run to the plate. The bullpen ended up giving up some runs in the 7th inning. Jimmy Hergett gave up back-to-back home runs, Christian Yelich and William Contreras earlier in the inning. Bryce Terang homered, the number 9 hitter in the Brewers lineup. Remember, they did win the NL Central last year with a group that was similar to this. I think this group is definitely a notch behind the 2024 roster because Willy Adames isn't around, Corbin Burns isn't around, and closer Devin Williams is not around. And yet, Brewers, with this win on Tuesday night, moved to 6-5, just above 500. But let's get to Zach Veen, because he was kind of the story of the game. You know, certainly not the same as Sunday, where you felt good about the win. The offense came alive, the bullpen did their thing, defense was, you know, really solid, and the starting pitching by the debuting Chase Dolander was absolutely on point. This game, not quite the same, but still the vibes were really good in the ballpark. Got a chance to talk with Veen, the whole Denver media, those who are there, mostly just the baseball people, because the TV folks, after the home opener, they're gone until the next year. So Veen took batting practice before talking with us in the dugout, and he basically said, like, that helped calm him. That helped settle him just a little bit before talking with us. He's not a man of many words. You probably would have seen that just a little bit, especially if you go over to the Rockies Insider YouTube page. You can see a ton of questions and answers from Veen, from Bud Black talking about the debuting Zach Veen, Kyle Freeland talking about his performance, really his first slip up after, you know, 2 really great starts in both Tampa and Philadelphia. So this one a little bit of a setback, but 6 1/3 innings pitched, 5 earned runs. You know what? That's not the worst, right? And especially if he doesn't give up that home run that chases him to Terang, you know, maybe you get 7 out of him, 4 runs allowed. You would take that. That's, again, sort of a Coors Field quality start in a major way. But check out the Rockies Insider over on YouTube so you can see those conversations with Zach Veen and hear him talk about just how excited he is to be making his major league debut. Again, this is a guy whose last 2 years, he was on the precipice. I can remember talking a lot about Zach Veen going into 2023, how he was going to be the story after, you know, the setback of 2021, where Story and Gray were going to be departing. That was the first full season without Nolan Arenado. And 2022 was, you know, major setback, 90 plus losses. And it just seemed like the organization didn't have anything going for it. And we didn't even realize that it was about to get worse. I did not like where things were heading in general, but I certainly would not have pegged them for back-to-back 100 loss seasons. That was even beyond the most skeptical mind that I've had on this team for a few years, because I really thought the writing has been on the wall since 2020. After the Arenado trade, it was very clear what was going on. And you can see with some of their drafts and some of the choices that they made and some of the choices that they didn't make, that the wrong buttons were being pushed in a big way. But going into 2023, the hype train was all about Zach Veen. He was going to be that next guy. And again, especially after what he was able to do in the Arizona Fall League, Northwest League MVP, like he was on the fast track. And then again, injuries derailed him in 2023. I mean, I had a date. I think it was August 14th against the Diamondbacks. I had a date that I thought he was going to debut in 2023. That didn't happen. Fate intervened. 2024 didn't happen again because of three injuries, smaller injuries, but still three injuries that kept him out. And so 111 games played over the last two seasons. And, you know, Zach said, you know, everything happens for a reason. So, you know, he was really excited. He said that the first person he called after getting the news was his mom, and she cried. He said, you know, Mom, you're going to Denver. So it was nice. I got a chance to meet Zach Veen's mom and his brother Trevor. They were both there rocking the Zach Veen jerseys. So he was very well represented. You know, they got to see him take batting practice, I believe, a little bit. So they were vocal right behind home plate. It was cool hearing them, getting a chance to see, you know, Zach doing his thing in a really big way. So that was cool. The one thing that I didn't know, that credit to Mark Stout, who he always does his homework. He does an amazing job on Rockies TV, formerly AT&T Sportsnet. But he knew all about Zach's background, and not, again, his background is in the minor leagues, but before that, it was Spruce Creek High School in Port Orange, Florida. And Mark asked Zach about Coach Johnny Goodrich and, you know, what Goodrich did for Veen's career and, you know, maybe his life. Really cool story. And I would tell you, just go and watch it again over on YouTube. You still should, but I'll tell you the story anyway, is that when Zach would get home from middle school at 12, 13 years old, he would jump on his bike, ride 5 miles to get to the high school, and then work out with the varsity team there at Spruce Creek. He would take batting practice. He said that, yeah, I thought I was good enough to play varsity at that point at 12, 13 years old. And he probably was. You know, there were a lot of Division I players in that group, a lot of college committed guys. And there was even a player who, you know, soon after his time at Spruce Creek High School, would get drafted in the third round out of Jacksonville University by the Cincinnati Reds, that being Austin Hayes, a name you might know. So, you know, he comes from a baseball-rich background in a really big way. So it was pretty cool getting to talk with him at length a little bit pregame. Buddy was, you know, excited. He loves major league debuts and, you know, was able to acknowledge that it's happening, it being the promotion of a lot of really good young players. And he said, look, there's guys you might not even be aware of that are going to get the opportunity, even those down in Double A. So, you know, the future is arriving in Denver. And, you know, I said it on Sunday's show, April 6th might be that turning point, might be that day that you look back on and say, okay, this was a critical day in the history of the Rockies, just like August 16th was last year, when Romo got the call up and you started to see a lot more of the relievers get those opportunities late in the season, which, you know, is one of the reasons why I think people, you know, might have been a little bit higher on the Rockies and thinking, well, come on, 107 losses. That's a ridiculous projection there, Fangraphs. But, you know, one of those reasons was because of the upside and the ceiling of that bullpen. So It was cool to see Buddy kind of get hyped up, you know, in fact, a little bit on some of these young guys. There's going to be growing pains. That's the thing, is there's going to be growing pains. We didn't see any of those issues from Veen on Tuesday, but, you know, in talking with Chris Forbes, the head of player development, you know, he said that, you know, there are things that Zach may do, you know, the energy that he brings might, you know, sometimes make him cringe, he said, but then that same exact thing is going to win a ball game, right? His youthfulness and enthusiasm is an energy I think that the Rockies need in a big way. They definitely need that. And, you know, you got to see that a little bit in the sixth inning where there was two outs and you had Kyle Farmer on first base. And, you know, frankly, Veen read the situation. Third baseman was back, squared up, first pitch, bunted. You know, it wasn't a great bunt, but it was good enough. And Vinny Capra came charging in from third base. The throw to Reese Hoskins over on first was a little bit wide, a little to the left of Hoskins. So that ball came zooming by Veen. He got to the bag in time. So that's his first base hit, a bunt single. But the ball got past Hoskins, so Veen moves up to second, Farmer moves up to third base, and then unfortunately, because there were two outs, Jacob Stallings came up, he struck out. He struck out all four of his plate appearances on Tuesday. His inclusion in the lineup was very much a curious one, I think, for at least me. I tried to get a question in that was somewhat diverted about the inclusion of Stallings, partially because Hunter Goodman had been catching Kyle Freeland the first two starts and even late in the 2024 season. So by putting Stallings in at catcher and taking Goodman out and having Chris Bryant as your DH, again, you're removing one of the hotter bats in your lineup. You've got Bryant hitting cleanup. He couldn't hit a ball out of the infield. Struck out 4-3, 5-3, 6-3. So three ground balls and a strikeout out of your cleanup hitter. And then Jacob Stallings, who's behind the plate, who looked a little rough defensively on top of that, strikes out four times as the Rockies strike out 14 as a team. So kind of a questionable decision there with that starting lineup. But Veen, you know, great reception when the starting lineup was announced. You know, fans definitely got loud for Veen making his debut. And, man, he was really soaking it up out there right before his first at-bat. There was just this weird pause in the game where I think Freddy Peralta wanted a new baseball. So he threw it out of, you know, he threw it to the third base dugout, the Brewers side. And it was almost like, you know, a standing ovation. At least I think Zach might've thought it was a standing ovation, but he kind of took a moment and, you know, waved to the crowd like, "Hey, thank you so much for this." When he was on second base after the bunt single, an error that advanced him to second base, you know, again, made a two-handed gesture to the crowd, like saying, you know, "Thank you, you know, thanks for blessing me. I'm blessing you." So it was actually very heartwarming, you know, to see him have that after, you know, the rough 2 years that he's had with all those injuries. So that was really nice. So certainly not the same debut that we all got to see with Chase Dolander, but still a positive one. Still game one in the books. And, you know, that was really great post game. You know, Brenton Doyle mentioned it earlier. He hit the homer for the lone run when he walked in the fifth inning. He also stole a base. That's his sixth Barry Bonds. What is a Barry Bonds, Patrick? Are you making something up? I am actually. I'm actually making it up. I don't think that's an official term. Look, we've got a Greg Maddux, right? That's complete game shutout and under 100 pitches. Why not a Barry Bonds? And no, I know you. Some of you are laughing right now, going, "Hey, well, I'll tell you what I think about when I think about Barry Bonds." No, a Barry Bonds is a home run and a stolen base in the same game. He did it more than any player in the history of baseball, even more than Ricky Henderson, believe it or not. But Barry Bonds has the most. Larry Walker has the most in Rockies franchise history. He did that 24 times. But Doyle doing it for the sixth time in basically two seasons. Because don't forget, he got called up in late April of 2023. So six in two seasons, not bad for his sixth Barry Bonds. But pregame, you know, Veen talked a little bit about Doyle, said, oh, I knew Brendan Doyle before he was Brendan Doyle. So they were two guys that, you know, it's strange to think about them coming up at the same time, with Veen being 23. Doyle is, you know, about to turn 27. But, you know, at that point in 2020, when there's no minor league season, they really weren't that far off, right? Like 2019 was when Doyle was drafted out of a Division II school. So sure, he was, you know, a few years older, but in that 2020 season, they weren't, you know, really too far off from one another. In fact, it probably would have been 2021 where Doyle would have been in high A and Veen would have been in low A. So, you know, Veen has definitely been a big fan of Brendan Doyle. And then, you know, after the game, because Veen had mentioned Doyle in the pregame, I said, you know, Zach, you got to see Doyle homer, steal a base. You know, I know that's someone you kind of pattern your game around, and you would like to have that power speed combo. What was that like? And you know, he said, that was great. He's my favorite player. You know, it was a great quote. He's my favorite player. And, you know, I got an up close and personal look at what Doyle was able to do today. And he's a great player to pattern a game around. So, that was neat for him to have that. Two more games coming up against the Brewers. You'll probably get a post game show on Thursday. You might get it a little bit later, so you might have to wait for that one Friday on your drive. And we'll see. Maybe I'll surprise you. I've got a lot of audio that I do want to share about, you know, Warren Schaefer talking about how great of a defender Ezekiel Tovar is. Talking with Jimmy Hergett about, you know, what being a reliever in Colorado is like and his, you know, early experiences, the Chase Dolander scrum, like what, you know, before and after that major league debut, Chris Forbes talking about Zach Veen. So I'll see what I can do as far as getting one to you a little bit sooner. And so you can hear some of the sounds that are in and around Coors Field. You can obviously watch some of those sounds and get a chance to see what's going on at Coors Field. I've been trying to get some video of Baseball Zen, right? Baseball Zen is just being at the ballpark, the sounds of the stadium, and the sounds are all the more pure when there's not a PA system pumping pop music, rock music, rap music, country music, doesn't matter. But you just hear the ball getting hit. You just hear murmuring of some players talking and maybe laughing, and baseballs being dumped into a bucket. Like those pure baseball sounds, the pop of the mitt, all of that. So I was able to get a good 10 plus minute chunk while the Brewers were taking an early batting practice. Got down to the ballpark early on Tuesday in anticipation of the conversation with Zach Veen. So keep your eye out for that. I already have one of those Baseball Zen videos out there from opening day, and people really seem to enjoy that, put that on. I would love to be able to get like an hour and a half video of something like that, of those kind of sounds, and you know, you can take a nap to it, like meditate if you need to. Some baseball meditation. Why not? Why the heck not? At Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons MLB, and of course, at Rockies Insider. Check out the YouTube channel. Leave a review for the podcast. It does big, big things for me, and I appreciate that. Thanks for joining me today, as always. Thanks for all that momentum you love giving me. But as I like to say, momentum, it can only be as good as my next show. So, of course, I will talk to you then.